Steve and Jill here.
Buenos dias.
That's the most Spanish I've ever heard you say in my life.
Wait a minute. Wait, there's a few other words that I know. I'm trying to think of them. ¿Dónde es baños? Uno más. Cerveza. What else?
You know how to say
me butter? Me llama es Jill. What?
Do you know how to say butter?
Mantequilla.
How about butterfly?
I don't know that
Mariposa.
Okay.
I don't know. This became...
Like my butter one? I got that one.
Every time we go to Mexico, I can get through it just because of high school Spanish, just with nouns and verbs.
Right.
And Jill thinks that, like, there's wizardry going on.
Yeah, I get the point across.
Oh, I speak okay. Probably second grade Spanish at best.
That's great.
Maybe, no, probably whatever. Anyway.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show.
Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California, not today, anywhere else.
Today, Jill and I talk about how acquisition attributes, they need to be communicated when you go to sell the property.
Yep.
There's all this cool stuff, stuff about the property when you buy it. You're like, oh my gosh, look at this, this. And then for some reason, a lot of people, they go to sell it and they're like, here's the property, it's for sale.
Yeah.
Instead of all the stuff that excited you, it needs to excite the new person.
That just described the whole show.
Before we get into it, though, for real, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
My good friend, Kathleen Denaltridge, asks, I'm looking at a county to mail. All of the data in the red, yellow, green hold, please.
Sorry.
You're
this is
cool.
My fault.
It's okay.
Technical difficulty.
We got this. It's talking about.
We're going to read it again.
All right.
Sorry, everyone.
Take two. My good friend, Kathleen Denaltridge, said, I'm looking at a county to mail. All the numbers look good on the red, yellow, green equity planner, including a reasonable for land days on market. The Red, Yellow, Green Equity Planner is a tool that we provide in a spreadsheet in Land Academy 2.0, infill lots. Now, when and in 1.0 for their other Land Academy.
And in House Academy.
And in House Academy. So great ways to look at things and really help you pick a county and laser focus in. Okay. When looking deeper at the days on market for land listings on Zillow and Redfin, the days on market for rural vacant land is crazy high. As the equity planner uses the Realtor.com days on market from all residential, including houses, the days on market is not necessarily going to be reflective of the actual days on market for land.
Exactly. So remember that for the end.
Okay.
The days on market reflected in the rural in the, all of this analysis. The whole point to all this is let's get some good data to decide where to send mail.
Right.
Go ahead, Joe.
I understand the questionable validity of the days on market for land, as Steve has indicated. However, when there's such a huge difference between the realtor days on market and the Zillow Redfin days on market specific to land listings, is it still reasonable to use the Realtor.com data to guide a county choice for rural vacant land? If choosing to mail said county, would you figure out your pricing and then apply a general discount to your pricing to accommodate for this possible discrepancy of days on market? If so, what type of discount? 5, 10, 20%. I love this.
So do I.
I love solving this. I love the whole way that she's looking at it, going, okay.
Me too.
So I see this county's good because of this data here.
Yeah.
Now I see because if I'm doing rural vacant land, it's not going to necessarily sell so fast based on this data here. But overall, this is a good area. I feel it. I know it. Now I want to come in at it maybe a little bit hotter in my pricing. Maybe what she's asking, 5, 10, 20% lower than I would in other areas because of the longer days on market, because I don't want to be stuck with something. I want to flip it fast.
Here's my answer to what she's really asked. What she's asking is this. Because there's a longer days on market that she's discovered on Zillow and Trulia where that are a little bit more, there's more rogue land listings than there are in, let's say, the MLS and Realtor.com.
Okay.
Because of that, and she's uncovered this, does it justify a cheaper asking price in a mailer? And my answer is unequivocally, no. What it does is tell you to move on to another county. Realtor.com and Redfin.com provide tremendous library of what seems like real-time or up-to-date data for all of what we do. It's very heavily skewed toward houses, single family residences, as all things are in real estate.
Because there's only
tiny little people involved in commercial real estate over here, tiny little people of involved in land over here, and the rest of the planet, they think real estate houses. It's the same thing for them.
But isn't volume just for sure more higher?
Everybody's got to have a place to live.
True.
So, and it's not, I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Right.
What I'm saying is, here's the takeaway from all of this, and it's the reason that I really included this question in this type of venue, this show. It's very technical. This is usually the type of stuff we discuss on our Thursday call. When you have this data, this massive amount of data, the days on market for single-family residences in any given market is going to trickle down and or up, depending on how you see it, to land and to commercial. What it's telling you is everybody wants to live there, or the pricing's good. It's a very, very solid indicator in my 30 years of experience. If houses are selling well, days on market's low, everybody's happy, then vacancy rates are going to be low for apartment buildings and office buildings and strip malls. Land is going to be selling quickly because developers want to develop new stuff. And on and on and on. Houses are a direct, not indirect, but direct indicator of what goes on with land and other types of commercial real estate in a local market. And Kathleen, thank you, because it's these kinds of questions. She's a PhD, by the way, in something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's these types of questions. You know, I talked to Kathleen.
Yeah.
I talked to maybe five members in my whole life before they started.
Oh, okay.
Because you weren't around for whatever reason.
Okay.
I remember I was on a motorcycle trip and I pulled over in a Taco Bell and had like a 2-hour conversation with her.
Cool.
And it worked out great because she's 3 years later, she's here.
Yep. So, would you chalk this up to taking a step back and testing for reason? Could you even look at that? At least, you know what? It's obviously tripping her radar. So she did that. She took a step back and one solution was I offer less.
Yeah.
Your solution is don't go there.
Well, I've always struggled to answer your question. No, I don't think this is a test for reason. I think this is a full blown. Let's look at
There's
this.
There's a problem.
This is a full blown. Let's like really analyze where we're pulling this data and does it work or doesn't it work?
Okay.
And the answer is it totally works.
Okay.
And she's and so if you look at real days on market for land, it's not beautiful. It's very long. And it's also not going to be meaningful because the data set's too small. That's really what's going on. The data set for land parcels that are sold in any given market is going to be so small that it's meaningless. You have to look at a data set that's indicative of the real estate market, not specifically the land market, in my opinion. And I've tested this. Jill's waiting for me to be done. You know, the best way to
this
stop
is one of your hot topics. You're
it
like,
is.
Man.
If you keep asking me questions, I'll keep answering them.
Okay. It's good.
Today's topic, acquisition attributes that need to be communicated during the sales process. This is the meat of the show. Go ahead, Jill.
I love this. It's just like you described in the beginning. It's what got you excited. And it's funny how we forget this. But when we back in the day, you know, when you were doing it, I was doing it, everybody's done this. When you're reviewing a property, there's something you go, oh, immediately, wow, look at this. And we do it right now every week when we do, would you do this deal with our members?
Jill.
So every week on Thursdays, part of our show or part of our weekly member call is, would you do this deal? We leave time for people to, they can put in the, give us the county and the state and the APN, and we'll look it up and we'll say, all right, what can you get it for? And we look at it with them, and then we look at, you know, comps in the area, what's around, all the things that we need to do that to see, would we buy this property, you know? And then we ask other experienced members on the call too, what do you think about this, you know? And it's so much fun. But often, when you punch in that information, you're zeroing in on the property and you're looking at it, you're going, oh, there's a moment of wow. And this whole show is about, you gotta remember this moment of wow. Make some notes, save those images. This is part of your engineering part here because you're spending some time doing your due diligence up front. It excited you, why you see the value in it. You see the trees in it. You see what's possible with this property. And this is what you have to convey to your buyer, and you have to put this in your posting.
Best way to do it is with the video.
Right, and so many of us, we get all excited, we buy the property. Now, you know, after it's 7 days later, by the time I, you know, got the notary to the seller, got the deed back, and now I'm posting it, you know, for sale. And now I'm like, by then I've moved on. I often forget what the excitement is, you know. And you've got to save this stuff, make notes, and replay this, basically, in your posting, because you want that same person to find your property and go, oh, wow. And you're right, the videos are the best, because that's like when we're zeroing on the property, when we do, you don't have to have a real drone, you know, especially if you're starting out, you don't have the money for it. You could do it with Google Earth Pro, do the equivalent of a drone and flying in and seeing everything.
And talk about it.
Like, here we are coming in and zooming down the street and wow, look how beautiful this is. Yeah. And look at the lake. Oh my gosh, and look at this home next door. Look what's possible. Oh, and look, they have horses. Oh, and look, here's your power lines. You know, these are all the things that we just talked about on, this is exactly what we do. Would you do this deal? You know, show the slope, get down in there and show the elevation and show, look, there's a flat spot here for something and a flat spot over here for something. Everything that we looked at, you have to convey to your buyers.
If you're excited about the property, they're going to get excited.
Yep.
You know, it's a sales 101 rule.
Right. And you have to try to remember it. It's hard sometimes. So you almost have to like make yourself a little system. Remember, like maybe like for us, you know, in a spreadsheet, we always have notes. Well, here's like a thing. I'm doing this right now with deal funding. So when I'm personally looking at properties to fund for Land Academy deal funding, I will make notes in there right away like, okay, did anybody check this? Did anybody check that? I love this. I love that. I put it in there, and it jars my memory too when I go back and I can easily go, you know, gorgeous lakefront property, you know, 500 yards of waterfront beach, whatever it is, and then I can make sure everybody, you know, properly conveys that in the posting as well.
I like 500 yards of water-free beach.
Wouldn't that be great? We can afford that, just not right here. We can buy that, just not doing it right here.
Somebody, this reminds me of Jill and I went to a photo shoot. We had a photo shoot a while ago. And the woman that was doing Jill's makeup said some version of this. Oh, the property prices around here are getting so high. I just don't know what our kids are going to do.
Oh.
And I stopped and I turned around and said this. There's a reason I don't wear Versace every day, because I can't afford it. And she looked at me like I was the devil. Prices are almost exponentially increasing here, way more than anywhere else in the country that I know of, in Southern California. And so, yeah, our kids are not going to be able to buy a house the way that we did.
Maybe not.
That's just how it is.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's bad or good, or somebody, government agency, should get involved and artificially stick their arm in it and stop it, which I think is a definition of affordable housing.
Right.
But that's a topic for a different show.
Not one that we do together in this format. Maybe that's in the shower rant. Maybe that's what that is. Speaking of which, you have an ocean view from your shower. We haven't brought that up in a while.
I know.
But anyway, we have an ocean view from our shower. So, did we cover that? Was that good?
I think
you got to convey that. It's really good.
You got to get excited about the property you're buying and convey it. The marketing is everything. Marketing is everything in this business. And online, you're going to reach tons and tons of people. It's never been easier to reach people who want to buy real estate from you, and never been cheaper and easier. Man, it's just about free to convey what you're excited about with these properties. I used to do a video back in the day on every single property.
Yep.
I would fly into it. I would say, this is how you get to it, and take everybody down this little road. This is how close it is to the Grand Canyon or whatever it's close
to. There's Walmart.
Let's go to the Walmart. You fly over to the Walmart. It's real easy in Google Earth Pro, which is free, by the way.
Yep.
It's a plot points, and you just click on it. It takes you there, and you talk about it.
Probably,
if you go on YouTube, it'll take it. The learning curve is maybe 10, 20 minutes on the whole thing.
Yeah.
People loved it. Sold property. One of our members, we talked to Luke Smith. He's got a whole show. That's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a piece of property up on the screen, and he talks about it and flies in and out.
Exactly.
Well, you've done it again. Spend another 15 or 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time when Jill and I talk about childhood markers that lead to serial land investing.
It's going to be fun.
Guess who wrote that description?
I know. And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestorscott.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I wonder if we all had them. This will be fun. You and I will talk about them. And I know our people listening are going to go, yep, that was me. Yep, that was me. It's probably like, it's like, you know, if you were if you're a mechanic, like if you've ever known a mechanic and you talk to their mom, they used to take apart the blender, they took apart the toaster.
Or engineer, yeah.
Yeah, they said there was some childhood markers that led to them. Like, we knew they were going to do something with their hands. They couldn't stand it.
I'm going to save it for tomorrow because I have a lot to say.
Okay, cool. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.